Ford cuts Michigan workforce for electric truck that Joe Biden touted. By John Binder on January 19, 2024. Ford Motor Company is following through on plans to scale back production of its all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup that President Joe Biden once touted. On Friday, Ford executives announced that about 1,400 auto workers at the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan, would be moved to other manufacturing jobs at the company or offered retirement packages. The workforce cuts come as Ford scales back production of its all-electric F-150 Lightning due to a lack of demand among American consumers. In December, Ford executives told suppliers that they plan to only produce about 1,600 F-150 Lightnings a week at the Rouge facility, indicating a 50% reduction from its promised goal of producing 3,200 a week. In May 2021, Biden met with Ford executives to promote the F-150 Lightning as part of his administration's green energy agenda for the United States economy. "This sucker's quick," Biden said while driving the pickup truck. When asked if he would buy the truck, Biden said, "I would before touting the truck's speed ability." At the same time, Ford executives said they are hiring about 900 auto workers in Michigan to produce traditional gas-powered cars, indicating that such vehicles are in high demand against electric vehicles, EVs. Ford's cuts to EV production are yet another problem for the Biden administration, which is moving along with EV mandates in an attempt to force the cars on American consumers and automakers. The latest Rasmussen Report survey, though, found that 65% of American adults said they were not likely to consider buying an EV when purchasing their next car, including 37% who stated they are not at all likely to buy an EV. Fewer than 3 in 10 Americans said they would consider purchasing an EV. A Consumer Report survey conducted in late 2023 found that EVs have almost 80% more problems than gas-powered cars using traditional combustion engines. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.